4HKX, mobile. 4HKX, WW4JET. Hope you're having a good day. Pretty good, until I looked towards my truck about a half hour ago and saw a big leak, antifreeze leak underneath it. Not good. Hopefully it's nothing major and you can get it fixed pretty quick. It went in for that deer strike front end repair, and that's the only thing that's been done to it. So I don't know if it's coming from a valve and where the hose is, so I can't tell if it's from the hose or the valve. You know, everything's plastic, so it could be cracked, who knows. But that's funny because it just did it today, because of course I would have seen it any other day in the garage, you know what I mean? What kind of truck is it? 150. Probably a heater control valve. One of the plastic valves up there and the heater hoses to cut the heat off. So they were bad for that. You know, it's a tough eyeball. I tried angling the camera down in there and get a couple of shots, but it's definitely hard to tell. But it is from that spot, though. It's from either the valve or the hose clamps are not clamping hard enough. Who knows? What truck is it? But I believe the hoses are all new and the clamps are new. They might have replaced that heater control valve as a result. It was a pretty good front impact, but they might not have. I don't know. But it's pretty common for that heater control valve in that area right there to start leaking. So if it is that, it's not a major repair, but it's still something you got to do. No, it's not a major repair. In fact, it's always a time problem, though. You know, because I'm supposed to run Atlanta tomorrow, but I could always take the wife's car, I suppose. Nothing's ever convenient anymore, is it? It never is. There's no doubt about that. So that's what I'm running into. I'm running to go to the body shop. Their techs are there for a little longer and see if there's anything they can do now to see if they can shore it up or whatever, and we'll watch it for a day or two until it's a little more convenient. Hope you get it taken care of, and it's fairly simple and quick anyway. It's either the hose clamps aren't, tight enough, it's pushing out behind the hose, or it's a crack in that control valve. It's one of the two. It's not a tough call on that one. Whoever thought plastic in a system that gets under heat and pressure would be a good idea anyway. I know. It runs about 200 degrees on a regular basis. That's crazy. Problems? First world problems? How are you doing? Okay. Getting over this sinus junk that's going around. First day at work this week. Saturday and Sunday, and coughing so bad that I'd get lightheaded, so I'm like, man, I'm not going to try to drive that way. There's just so little they can do for it. It's just got to work its way, and it's those coughs, man. They last forever. I know it. Seems there's nothing you can do about it. Cough medicine, it works... It worked okay for me if there was any kind of congestion left. It did help a little bit with the Mucinex, and it gave me some relief in the cough, and it loosened some things up. I never had luck with the Mucinex, and the cough was really the worst part of it for me. I just been eating the Hall's cough drops and making sure I got plenty to drink around. It seems to help more than anything right now. A little hoarse, but I could understand. Yep, that's all you can do. A couple of days, and hopefully it'll be passed, or you know, at least getting less frequent.
Pretty getting less frequent.
Well, good, good. That's a plus. I mean, they're going in the right direction.
Like I said, I feel way better than I did Saturday and Sunday. Anyway, I didn't do anything this weekend. Stay around the house and hated that because it was a beautiful weekend to be out doing something.
There's not a whole lot of shade under us. We don't sit around too long to grow any roots. There's always something going on, and it's frustrating when you can't do it. I know.
Well, Matthew, I'm gonna jump off here. I'm getting close to my next stop. But good to talk to you today, and hopefully get that cool leak taken care of fairly easily. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final 7-3.
Yeah. You have a good one, feel better, and take care, be safe out there. We'll catch you next time. WW4 JET is clear.